My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. Joining us right now, welcoming her to Birdland, the Orioles' new president of business operations. She is Katie Griggs. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie, first of all, you know, welcome to Birdland. Could you tell our listeners exactly what the role is of the president of business operations?
Yeah, it's a little bit tough to do that in a short amount of time, but the long version short is my job is to make sure that the players have what they need, the fans have what they need, and we can represent this community and win some ball games.
It's interesting enough, like when we're sitting here talking about this stuff, one of the things I'm kind of curious about, are you guys going to have any special guests throwing out first pitches that can actually make the ball to the plate?
Miss
or no?
You. Shut up.
You know, it's pretty tricky, and I wouldn't advise standing on the bump while trying to do it. But no, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up. We got our fan appreciation weekend next weekend, and we should have a lot of fun stuff. And randomly selected fans actually have a chance to throw out that ceremonial
That's
first
cool.
pitch, so we can see how they do.
All right, now this is the thing that everybody wants. So we're here with Katie Griggs, president of business operations for the Baltimore Orioles. What kind of giveaways are we having next weekend for fan appreciation?
Well, on Saturday, we've got a Gunnar Henderson t-shirt, so that should be fun. And then as it's getting a little chilly, Sunday, we got a crew neck sweatshirt so you can stay warm. Friday is a lot of fun. We'll have fireworks to celebrate the evening, and it's a lot of fun for families and anyone around.
Yeah, one of the things that we all know, and it's been a while since we've had this type of success where you expect to be in the postseason year after year, but having the fans come out. They've come out and been great during that postseason run the past few years. Your thoughts on fans coming out during Fan Appreciation Week for all this?
Oh, we hope to welcome them to the ballpark. I think one of the things that we perhaps don't talk about enough is the role of the fans and the impact they can have on the field. Like, our players feed off that energy. So when fans pack the park, they're bringing the noise, they're bringing the excitement, they're bringing the energy. The players feel that. And it really does make a difference in terms of wins and losses. It's something we hear all the time from players. And so really hoping our fans show up. They're loud, and we have a fantastic final regular season weekend of baseball.
Hey, with Katie Griggs, president of business operations for the Baltimore Orioles. Katie, you're not new to baseball. What impressed you about this Baltimore Orioles organization? And what, you know, have you learned some things about this organization in your short time here?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's no secret. This is a really good team. It's got great players now. Got a bunch of great players who are coming up through the system. So I'm really excited not only about what there is today, but what's ahead of us. But more importantly, this is an incredible community. And the role that this team plays for this community is, I feel very privileged to have a role in protecting that and building it and ensuring that we can make sure that this team and this community are represented to the best of our ability.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I know everybody cares about the wins and losses, but even going back to some of the things with down years, I've always felt like this organization has been involved in the community and done a ton, whether it's the vans and going around and seeing people. Like, there's just so many different things when you're seeing players out and about and doing stuff, and I think it's exceptional.
No, I mean, look, our guys, they really care. And at the end of the day, there'd be no team if it weren't for our fans, right? The reason we do this is for our fans. The reason that we do this is to bring pride to our community and to win games and make folks happy. It's kind of cheesy, but at the end of the day, it's not very complicated, that thing. So for us, it starts and ends with fans.
You know, Katie, you know all about young superstars. You got Mr. Rodriguez. You had him out there in Seattle. I think that guy is going to be, he's a generational talent. He's going to be phenomenal. But you got a couple of guys here, namely Gunnar Henderson. Your thoughts about Gunnar Henderson, not only as a baseball player, but as a guy who could be, you know, kind of your cornerstone and your face of the organization moving forward.
I think we got a lot of really talented guys, including Gunnar. I mean, clearly he's been on a heater lately. But it's something where anytime you have those young homegrown players, they have a connection to the team. They have a connection to the city. I mean, this is where they're coming up. And obviously, anytime you have an opportunity to have them engage and have them be the face, that's fantastic.
You know, the other thing, I just want to go back to something we talked about. You can use the video of Rob's first pitch as a tutorial of what not to do for any of these fans that win a chance to throw the first pitch.
Katie, you laugh a little bit too hard there.
You know, there's a reason I haven't done it.
Oh, man.
It's a reason I shouldn't have.
Nah, man, no matter what. Like, and again, I love busting his chops, but that day in specific, and the fact that that video did go viral and people got to see how bad of... No, people got to see what this was all about. Like, I love busting his chops, but I love the guy, and what he was out there for is more important than, you know, talking about that pitch.
But yet you continue to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to talk about it because I have to. People expect me to.
Katie Griggs joining us, president of baseball operations. Katie, this is my thing. Growing up in inner city Baltimore, which I did, West Baltimore, baseball was number one to me. I remember going to Easterwood Park, drawing a box on the building, and that's graffiti, and I hope the statute of limitation is beyond me, but playing wall ball. And somewhere along the line, we got away from baseball, especially the inner city. How do we bring or make baseball, because I think baseball's popularity has picked up. Is it a conscious effort of this organization to make baseball something that's accessible and fun again for kids in the cities?
Very much so. And to your point, I don't think baseball ever stopped being fun, but the accessibility was a real issue. And the reality is we didn't do a good enough job making sure everyone felt included and had the opportunity to play. If you look at youth sports, I mean, it's no secret, particularly as kids get older, the pay-to-play system, it's expensive. It makes things hard for a lot of families have kids that want to play baseball or softball, and so it's something that we take very seriously. It's something that's a core portion of what we do from a community engagement is we want every single child, male or female, to fall in love with the sport and have the opportunity to play if they would like to. So it's something that very much is a focus for us, and we're excited to continue to build on those efforts.
All right, Katie, it's your last shot. Tell fans how important it is to get out there to Fan Appreciation Weekend.
Y'all need to get out there. Support the club. Bring the noise. It's going to be an exciting weekend of baseball, and hopefully we'll be making it for a big postseason push. So hope to see you guys all out there.
For people that don't remember, like, I was there for that first playoff game against the Tigers and how cool it was.
Ooh.
But I saw that stadium rocking during that Delmon Young play, and it looked like it was moving, and it was one of the coolest things to see. Like, granted, opening day, you know people are going to be there, but a lot of people are there for the party. That is opening day. But in the playoffs, it's all about baseball.
It's about the game. Hey, Katie, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, y'all, for having me. Appreciate it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.